We are basically Tavayin Amud Aleph, but we'll just start at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis to get back into it. So the Gemara is trying to understand what Rabbi Akiva said when he's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel, and he said, Omer lo ba kasuv el ligvos linezikin min eidis vekalvachomer lehekdesh. You're trying to figure out what is this kalvachomer lehekdesh, what is he referring to? So first the Gemara thought maybe it's referring to a case when a regular shor of a head yud gourds that of a kegdish, and then kalvachomer that he has to pay. But the Gemara is from the Edis, and the Gemara said that can't be because we learn from the pasuk he gof shor isha shor yehu from shor yehu and not shor shel hegdish. So we had ruled that out, and therefore the next thing we suggested, which is where we're holding now, is that a person says, "Arielai mana lebeda kabais." The case, the kavachom leg, there's a case when he basically gives a neder to beda kabais, and comes the gizbar, and can take from the edis. That's the kavachom lehegdish. Is also edis is when he says he's going to give to the beda kabais that the gizbar comes and takes from the edis. So then the Gemara says that can't be. Why? Because lo yehei ela balcho. Because that's just basically a case of balcho. He's just once he says he has to going to give this amount to the base of Migdash, he becomes chayav to give it to the base of Migdash. He's simply a balchov. Now we're in Zayin Amud Aleph. The top of balchov is a beinanis. We know that someone who's a balchov collects on a beinanis land, not edis. V'chi temas of Rabbi Akiva balchov nami beedis. Maybe Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't know like that. Maybe he holds Eina Chanami, that even a Balchov collects from Edis, not just a Nizak, even a Balchov. And therefore, when he said Kavachomer Lehegdish, he was referring to the din of the Balchov. And he said, then the Kavachomer what? Just like a head yot brings, pays the Edis. Has to pay from his edis. Kalvachomer lehegdish, you have to pay from the edis. So the Gemara says, no, that's no good because we can now would ask Pirchan this kalvachomer. Ikalamifrach shekain mal balchov shekain yafek kocho benizikin tomar behegdish ura kocho benizikin. So you can't learn from a hedyot. Why? Because lehefech, it's not a kal, it's more chamur, because a hedyot, as we learned before, if it gores in a regular person and not a hegdish, you have to pay. Whereas tomar behegdish, shahura kochu benizikin, when it comes to nizikin behegdish, and someone gores hegdish, he's pater from paying. So we see afuch that there's a more chamur by a regular hedyot when it comes to nizikin than by hegdish. So mainly you can't learn this kal vachomer. So Gemara says, La'olam the nagach Torah di dan le'Torah le'hegdish. Fine. So we're going back to our old pshat. The regular kavachomer le'zikin is an enachanam. Kavachomer le'hegdish is talking about the case where a regular shor gores that of hegdish. I the kashalach shorayu amarachamana v'lo shor shel hegdish. But we said that can't be because what do you mean kavachomer that hegdish that if you gore a shor of hegdish kavachomer you have to pay from edis. You don't have to pay anything. It's because it says shorayu and not shor shel hegdish. Zimmer says no. Rabbi Akiva savalak Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya Omer shor shel hegdish nagak shor shel hegdish. First, he brings a shor of hegdish gores out of a hedyot. It's pater completely. Whether it's a mu'a tan doesn't matter. It's pater completely. But shor, here's what we need: shor shel hedyot shenagach shor shel hegdish. Not only is he chayev, but bein tam bein mu'ad meshalem nezek shalem. That's Rishim ben Asya shita, right? Not like we saw before the lirmud from the pasuk that he's pater. Not only is he not pater, he's chayev, and not only is he's chayev bein tam le mu'ad to pay nezek shalem. And therefore, long comes Rabbi Akiva and adds to that, he holds like that sheet. And therefore he adds to that that with Kavachom Lehegdish, you pay not only you have to pay Ben Tam Lamuad, you even pay from the Meitav as well. Okay, let's see Rashi a little bit. So Balchov Dino Vibinanis, Mesechas Gitin Perik Nizakin, Vichi Tema Kasava Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Hachi, Logamrin and Hegdish Mine, why do you call him Mifrak, like we said, a Malchov Balchov, Shekin Yafa Kocho Benizikin, She Benizikin, Shehedyot, who notel beziko minaides tomar behegdish who rakocha benezikin the lo shakel nezik nezgamin. Don't take anything when it comes to hegdish. The Tani Rishim Benasya is in Bereish Pirkin the Shor Nagach. Okay, nezik shalem mishalem nezik shalem. So I. So what does Rabbi Shimon Nasya do with the pasuk? It says shor reyehu. He doesn't obviously learn below shor shel hegdish because you do have to pay shor shel hegdish. So how does he darshan that? Kedarish le reyehu hachi the following way. Shor shel reyehu who dechi have mazik tam lo meshalem elachatzi nezik. Aval I mazik shor shel hegdish meshalem mazik nezik shalem bafilu tam. So that's the diuk. The Chorehu is pays, there's a payment of tam, there's a such thing as a chetzi nezek. As opposed to, of hekdesh, there's no chetzi nezek. It's right away nezek shalem. The Kamarabi Kiva, the Shakel Hegde Shir Deme Shoro, Meidis Karkal Shel Mazik. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva is adding to that, that's a sheet, and he adds it, you also take from the Meitav. Okay, back to the Gemara. I hachi, if that's the case, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, I mean, might be Edis the Nizach with Ziburis the Mazik Pligi. Dilma de Kuli Alma ben Nizach Shamina. The Hacha beplug to Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya, Verabanan Kamiflagi. Rabbi Akiva, Savak Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya, and Rabbi Yishmael, Savak Rabbanan. So we had said yesterday that the Machloikas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva is do we go by the edis of the mazik, or do we go by the edis of the edis of the nizak? So now the Gemara say, if that's the case, that we have this shita. Now we find out Rabbi Kiva, he holds by hegdish, you have to pay. Whereas the other sheet is you don't have to pay. So why don't we say that that's what they're arguing about? And really, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, maybe they're both holding bin nizak shaiminan. Not like what we wanted to say before, that Rabbi Kiva holds mazik, Rabbi Shmuel nizak. No, everybody holds bin nizak shaiminan. And they're arguing in this machloikas of Rabbi Shimon Asiya and the Rabbanan, whether Yashor shel hegdish or Yashor shel hegdish has to pay or not. The Rabbi Shimon, right, that Rabbi Kiva held, like we said, Rabbi Shimon Asiya, and Rabbi Shmuel says, like the Rabbanan, no. So the Gemara says three reasons why that can't be. Because im kein, first of all, my lo ba kasuf. First of all, the Lashna Rabbi Kiva is not mashma that way. Because you can see that lo ba kasuf ela ligvot from the hegdish. Like, he's referring to the pasuk. He's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel on the pshat in the pasuk. And that pasuk is talking about what? The chiyuv of a mazik of a hegdish. Right, so Mashma that he's not agreeing with Rabbi Yishmael like Gabay the Nezik of a head. Everybody hold bin Nizik Shaminah, because that's the pasuk that they're discussing is referring to that when you're damaging a head yet. And he says no lo ba kasuv, I disagree with you. So it's difficult to say they're both agreeing that it's bin Nizik Shaminah. It sounds like they're arguing and goofing that pasuk whether Gabay the head yet. Right, so that's number one. Secondly, ve'od my Kalvachomer the hegdish, and also the Kalvachomer doesn't work. Why? Because if Rabbi Akiva is agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel, that's a kula. We'll see in Rashi. In other words, that by saying bin nizik shaminan, you're being meikol. Why? Because that means the mazik, if he's let's say a wealthy person and his ziburis, let's say, is like the nizak's edis. So he only has to pay the ziburis. So here we're being makel on him. So it doesn't work to say kalvachomer lehegdish, which we're being machmir. That's the second reason. Thirdly, ve'od hama ravashi tanya behedya. And here it's for sure we can't say what we're saying. We have a fair shabraisa, not like what we'd like to suggest. It says in the pasuk in the braisa, meitav sadeu meitav karmo yishalem. Meitav karsadeu shal nizak, umeitav karmo shal nizak, divei Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, meitav sadeu shal mazik, umeitav karmo shal mazik. Here's Beferish that they're arguing about whether it's bin nizak shamina or mazik shamina. So you can't say that they're both holding the bin nizak shamina. And he's black and white, that's not the case, that they're arguing about that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Dilma de Kuliyama benizik shayminan velo meshalim le mazik elaziburis, like his he can pay the his lease because we go after the best only of the nizak hoyel vehuidis the nizak the modi Rabbi Akiva the Rabbi Shmuel, maybe they agree with that. Damar meta sadeh refers to the nizak veidis the kamar Rabbi Akiva idis kamar velo ati liflugei ela behegdish. They're only arguing about hegdish. So we said a plug to the Rabbi Shimon Nasir Rabbanan Pligi. That's what they're arguing about goring a shorshal hegdish. The Shame Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Lo Ayri Ela Behedyod, Ela Aval Benizke Hegdish Your Paterle. But the Rabbi Kiva, he says, no, I disagree with you. Can you chayiv even with hegdish? So then we add our kash. It's game kain ma ba kasuv that it says right. The mash the kra gufe pligi. They argue about that pasuk. Then when it says the lo ba kasuv lahachi, not coming for this alma the behedyot nami pligi. See, they're arguing also in hedya, not only by a hegdish, because the pasuk is talking about a hedya. Ve'od my kal v'chomer lehegdish hoy lamina idis the kamar Rabbi Kiva nizakai lakule asa. Like we said that if he's agreeing to Rabbi Shmuel that you've been in nizak shaminan, they were being Makel, it's coming lakule on him, right, on the mazik. He only can even give his ziburis in certain situations. The yavle mazik mi ziburis, right? So my kavachomer like this, the kavachomer doesn't work now. It's a grey use to have it. Rabbi Kiva yafa kocho the hegdish ben ezekin, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that's his whole pshat that the hegdish is better than ezekin. The amar nafilu have mazik tam shakil hegdish nezik shalem ben nafkali mireyehu. So that didn't work. Ve'od Tanya Behedya, here we have Beferish, it says Beferish Demina Yidis the Kamar Rabbi Kiva Mazikai. It's a Beferish, it says in the Brisa. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Rami Le Abai Le Rava. So he asks him the following contradiction in Psukim. Ksiv, it says by the Pasuk with Shane and Regel, Metav Sedeo Metav Karmo Yeshalem. Metavin Midiachrini Lo. So here we see you're supposed to give the best, the Metav. Yet, Vatanya, by the Mazika Bor, it says, Vala Bor Yashalem, and it says, Kesiv Yashiv Livalav. It says the word Yashiv. And what do we learn from Yashiv? That you can give anything, Lerabos, Shvei Kesef, Afilu Subid. You can give in the Klipa of the Tfuah, you can give this, the garbage. So it's a steer. At one place, it says, it has to give the mate of the top thing you have to pay, when the mazik has to pay the best of his land. And another pasuk says, he can give whatever he wants, even the garbage. So, well, what's pshat? So, first attempt, lokashia kan midaito, kan bal korcho. So, it depends on the situation. When it says, yashiv, you can give away anything, that's midaito. In other words, if he's not putting up a fight, he says, yes, I agree, I damaged you here, let me pay you. So then he can give whatever he wants. But the Khan, when he has to give the best, that's Bal Korcho. That's in the case where he doesn't want to, because, no, I'm not going to pay you, and he has to take him the Beis Din and Matriach and all that. If he has to take, gives him the whole spiel, then until he pays, so then we make him pay from the Meitav. However, that's not so great in the Lashon. Amarula, Breder of Eli, He suggests that maybe, yeah, hey, daikanami dixiv, because it says in the pasuk yishalem, right, as it says that he has to pay, and they use the lots of yishalem, and that's mashma, like we have to say, that's bal korcho. So the Gemara is docha that. So Amar Le'abai, he says back to Ula, no, it would be good if it would have said yishulam. Then yishulam, it sounds like that we would you have to pay others, and that's others take it from you, and that would be bal korcha. But it doesn't say that; it says yishalem, and that's dafka midaito mashma shafuch. So it's not mashma that like we want to say the yashiv. That pasuk that meitav sadiu yishalem is talking about bal korcha, because the lashon of yishalem is mlefech. That's more mashma that's midaito. So that pshat's not good. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Okay, Yashiv. Yashiv says Rashi, Kesiv Yashiv Levalov, the Havali Lamichtav, it should have said, Baloshur Yishalem Kesiv Levalov. Why does it say Yashiv Levalov? So the Yashiv, the Kazarechaman Alamali, Hoyelo Kfar Ksiv, it says Yishalem, so therefore it's coming to teach me, Lerabaz Kola Shashavos. Yashiv, whatever you want, give whatever you want, even the bad stuff. So we attempted to say midaito. Did imishalem le mazik nisko midaito? He agrees right off. Yes, here I owe you the money, and he pays him. The lo atrache litzochalav lebeistin. Right, then shakil subin. Then he can give even the subin. Aval imeno rotzel hamazik l'shalem nisko lenizak elba beistin. He says no, I'm going to pay you, and he has to take him the beistin. The haynu balkorcho. Then ainu mishalem ela the girsa meitav. Then he has to pay the best. Okay, Daikanami, the Gabi Meitav Sadeu, it says Yishalem, this Mashma Yishalem is Bal Korcho. Then we said, no, that's, if we would have said Yeshulam, which would be Mashma, says Rashi Ayde Acherim, the based in Yordi Lenachasav, the Mazik, but then it would be in Bal Korcho, but it doesn't say that. About Yishalem, that's Mashma Dafkami Daito. So, that didn't work. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now we're going to try another yishuv of these psukim of Meitav versus Yashiv. El Amar Abaye Kidamar. Mar here refers to Rabba. As we're going to see, he's going to answer this brice over here. This Sanya. So first we start with the brice. Arei Shayulo Batim Sados Ukhramim Ve'eno Motzei Lamachram. Here we have a guy, and he has fields or whatever, and they're worth really 200 zoos, but he can't sell them, can't find a buyer, and he needs the money, he needs the cash, he can't find a buyer. So machili matom meiser ani ad mechsa, meaning what? That the din is that a person who has 200 zoos, he can't take tzedakah, right? Only if he's has less than 200 zoos. It says a cute remez, right? Because tztaka in gematria is 199. Right? So a person has 199, he can take tztaka. As soon as he has 200, he can't take tztaka anymore. So here we have a guy that, on the one hand, he has fields that are 200. So he's not an ani, so right, he can't take tztaka. However, he can't find anybody to buy them. So for all intents and purposes, he's like an ani. So what do? We give him machili matom maiserani. Say, okay, since he can't sell his fields, so he's like a nani. We give him therefore maiserani. We allow him to have maiserani, but only ad mechza. In other words, 100 zoos. You know, because since he could sell his field, it's just that if he reduces it to half price, he'll be able to sell it. It's just that he can't sell it for 200, but he can sell it for 100. So therefore, we say, fine, sell your fields for 100, we'll give you the rest, the other 100, and we'll have your 200. Okay, that's what we do. Vahavi Beimar, and now Rabba comes in, that's the Bryce, and he says, what's the shot over here? Well, what's going on? Heichidam. If we're talking about that, what's pshat, he can't get 200 zoos because everybody's land has gone down in price. So he said, if that's the case, a filut benami lisfilig, right? Because the halacha is that if a person doesn't have 200 zoos, let's say he's 199 zoos, right? So now he's classified as an ani. Then not only can you give him one more zoos and okay, now he's a no, you can give him then a million zoos. As long as he doesn't have 200 zoos, you can give him whatever you want. So if that's the case, that it's his nobody's land is worth 200, no, that's the market value now. His market value now is not worth 200. So why is it that we only give him 100 and to balance what he could sell? No, give him a million zoos, give him whatever you want, because his lamaisa, he's really an ani, because he has land that in the market, in the real market, is not worth 200 zoos. So therefore, filutuva, namilis filet. The hazdol de kuli al manami, because everybody's land went down, his included. So he's really an ani. Give him what I give him as much as you want. Ella, what are you going to say? The okir arasa de kuli alma vididei ididei al venafik azuze zal are. Ella, what are you going to say? No, really, his is worth 200 in the market. His is worth 200. But the reason why he can't get to 200 is because he's desperate. And when people see somebody's desperate, they're not going to give him the regular price. He goes, oh boy, can you buy my land? Say, oh, you're in desperation. You're not going to give him the full price anymore. But that's the case. Lemaisa, really, he's an ashir, quote unquote. Now, he has 200 zoos because his land really is worth 200 zoos. So then, Zainamud base, and where it says, Afilu portanami, loli sfulet. Why are you giving him up to half, maiserani? You shouldn't give him any maiserani. Why? Because his land is really worth 200. So he's considered like an ashir. Okay, let's see, Rashi.
What's his zoos today?
So they say that 200 zoos. Yeah, so 200 zoos is a parnassa for a year. Like what your person needs, obviously minimally for a minimal parnassa for a year. So that's like.
So I guess
we'll start a business. Right. Okay. Elamar Abaye, says Rashi, lo nahani cry to answer these psukim elakadamar, which is Rabba, ki hai gavna that decides a Rabba lach tatanya. He's going to explain this brisa. Mishayelu sados bati mukram, and we said shave matayim zuz vitnan b'seches peya. Misha yeshlo matayim zuz lo yitol leket shicho peya. So if you have 200 zuz, you're not a nani anymore. You can't take leket shicho peya or maiserani de lavanihu. V'nimtza gazelanim. If you take it, you're gazelanim. You're stealing from the poor. Hayulo matayim zuz chaser dinar. But if he even has one little bit less than 200, v'nasnu lo shten, you can give him even 1,000 zuz, right? V'nasnu lo 1,000 zuz bevat achad. Harei zeh yitol, he can take that. V'zeh yesh lo batim sadot ukramim shave matayim zuz. Aval eino motzei limkor. He has land that value, but he can't find to sell it. He has no money to sell it to. So machili noto meiser ani ad mechza. So what do? We give him half of that value of what he has. So 100 we give him of the meiser ani shave meyazuz v'kar kotav yimkor b'meyazuz. The tfei mipal galozar li loan, because never going to be that he can't get less than half of it. At least half he'll be able to get. So let him sell what he has, half, and give him the other half, and so v'arei yishlo matayim zuz. Vavi Bamor, but Vahainu Rabba, but he asks exactly what's going on over here, because if it's talking about that his land, nobody's land is worth, that the market value is less than 200, then afilu tuve namilis filei, sharei achshav, ain't shavim a time zuz, lemaisa, it's not worth 200 zuz, his land in the market. Vitnan, hayulam a time zuz chaser diner, like we said before, afilu nasulo shave elef zuz, bevatachadito. And then we said, and if it's the opposite, then if his land really is worth 200, just can't get it because he's desperate. So lemaisa though he has 200 zuz. So afilu poor to nami lo yisfile share shavot karkotav matayim zuz. So therefore you can't give him anything because lemaisa he's really an asher because land really is worth the 200 zuz.